It is Earth Day today, and we want to talk about the idea of being green, not the way Kermit the Frog talked about it, but green, environmental products, environmental industries. And there was a point when big companies started introducing green brands of everything and making a load off what was considered to be a niche market. But is it still a lucrative market? Joining us this morning is Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
We have heard a lot, especially from the Obama administration, about how green products, environmental industries are sort of the economy of the future. Is that turning out to be true?
You know, it looks like it's a little bit the economy of the past. Because we had this big interest in green products in 2007 and 2008. But as the recession has worn on, a lot of the people who weren't so committed to that movement have said, wait a minute, I don't want to pay even 50 cents more for something because it's green, you know, because my budget's really tight, so I'm not going to pay extra.
But as the economy recovers, there is some hope that the market for green products will recover as well.
Possible. You know, what happened was back at the end of 2007, a number of the big mass consumer product companies like Clorox and Arm & Hammer, SC Johnson, they looked at the little niche market that was dominated, you know, by Seventh Generation and Method, and they said, we want to get in. And so they introduced a lot of their own green products. Those products did really well in 2008, but then they've fallen off. And so it's not clear yet if it's just the recession or if also maybe green was just a trend and consumers, you know, are fickle and maybe they're bored of that trend.
However, I should say that off of my own anecdotal evidence, you can actually get green products in regular stores now, whereas you used to have to go to either order them online or go to specialty stores to get things like recycled paper plates or environmentally friendly dishwashing liquid. Now they're available in more places.
That's totally true. I remember back in the end of 2007, I did a story about whether Clorox could really go green because they had just bought Burt's Bees, and I met with all these Clorox executives, and one of the things they were pointing out to me is that a lot of green products weren't really green. And I remember one of the executives grabbing a bottle of Burt's Bee shampoo because they owned Burt's Bees at the time and eating some of it to make the point that theirs was really green. But I think one of the things that you've seen consumers grow wary of is this claim that something's green and it might not actually be that green.
I hope I don't have to eat my dishwashing liquid to prove that it's green, Louise. That's not what you're telling me, is it?
I would not advise that. But that's one of the issues here is, you know, is it really marketing or is it really green?
And in the end, is it what kind of green are we talking about when the Obama administration speaks about the green economy of the future? Is it things like this or bigger industries like wind energy? I guess that's a conversation for another time. Louise Story is the Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Happy Earth Day, Louise.
Happy Earth Day.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.